Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give you my heart. And I promise to love you with all that it is. And I promise to be there whenever you need me. Because you'll always be my
best. Of course, we're back in the saddle here, 34 after the hour with Doug Kent and Victoria. The 1st of December. Good news or bad news? Which do you want first?
Bad news.
Bad news. Okay. Jennifer picked the good news last time. Yeah. All right. Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's take a trip. This is frustrating because there's been a lot of good done by the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, others, men and women who have made lots of money and have given lots and lots of it away to various causes, various places around the world. There are a number of schools in Uganda, which is in Central Africa, Central South Africa, that have been set up by these foundations from Zuckerberg, the Gates family, and others, that are going to be closed next week. A judge in Uganda ruled that these Bridge International Academies were not properly licensed, and they're using unqualified teachers and providing conditions that are unsanitary for the 12,000 students. So the Ministry of Education has decided to permanently close the schools. They say poor conditions endanger the lives of schoolchildren. Let's understand what life is like in Uganda and what schools they or the government runs are like. I've seen them. I've been in them. And I know I can speak from a point of knowledge, not expertise. But what I saw when I was in Kenya, when I was in Uganda, when I was in Ethiopia, when I went around looking at these schools that had been set up by the state versus the ones that were set up by the Catholic Church, the difference was amazing. Are there things that could exist in these schools that are unsanitary? Yeah. Are there?
It sounds like they just want to get rid of Zuckerberg and Bill
That's
Gates.
Right. That's what they want to do. They don't want foreign interference. These dictators want to be able to control the minds of the children that are coming along so they maintain their power. That's all this is. This is more than the height of stupidity. This is the height of arrogance. And because most of the people in these countries, their ignorance is maintained by the government because that's how they maintain control. And Zuckerberg and Gates go in and change that equation. So what they do is they figure a way to get them out of there. They've been there since 2007. They've introduced tablet computers. They've offered standardized lessons plans that are made by people here in America. They have student attendance and assessment records that are wildly successful. They have, in addition to these bridge schools, they have 400 nursery schools across different places in Africa. And so next week, they will all close because the governments there are more powerful than knowledge. And I'm wondering what will happen, because these schools have been around now for 9 years, so there are bound to be people who are getting to be of age who will look at this and say, wait a minute, this isn't right, and start some kind of upheaval there that will result in these people, like the Ugandan president, who's a dictator, being thrown out of office. That's the only way. Education is the only way you change any of this stuff. And to think that they are that blatant, and they are, because they don't think anybody is going to stop them, and they don't, because they have not only the power, they have power that is concentrated by the military. Because I'll never forget, was it 1984? When was, at Christmas time in 84, Michael Jackson and the aid to Africa, what was it called? USA for Africa. Mm-hmm. They raised $84 million in food and clothing, and not 1 ounce of the food, not one piece of clothing was ever used. The clothing was burned. The food rotted on the docks.
All the corruption, right?
Because of the corruption in these countries and the so-called, well, we don't want to bring in all this these articles of clothing because it'll put our hard workers that are making clothing here out of business. When, in fact, half the country is basically naked because they don't have any clothing at all. So it's this kind of, and the simplistic thinking that exists. Again, I've had the opportunity, I'm so thankful for the ability that I've had over the years to travel to different countries and be able to see what's going on around the world and to do my broadcasts from these places. It was very difficult. This is almost 20 years ago, I think, when I went to Uganda and, it would have been, I think it was 96 or 97, actually, when the war was going on between the Tutsis and the Hutus, and they were just 900,000 people got killed, and they just chop up the bodies and throw them in the river, and we watched the bodies flow over Victoria Falls. That's the kind of stuff you're dealing with there.
Jeez.
The subhuman thinking and conditions. Maybe we're just arrogant. Most people in the world are not as educated, and yet we've got a horrible education system here. We're still more educated than most, unless you look at Europe. Asia's getting better, certainly the big cities in China, Japan, and elsewhere. But you go to Africa, and when you get below the sub-Saharan Africa, below Egypt and Morocco, and you're into like no man's land. It really is another, literally is another world.
I hope that Zuckerberg and the Gates Foundation, I hope that they can fight
this
somehow.
Well, they've got the bully pulpit. They can do, they can chase this stuff around, I would think. It depends on what they want to do, frankly. But this is really...
I think it's 60-something schools, right, that are being closed.
Oh. Yep, 63 schools.
That's terrible.
All right, so that's the bad news. Good news, teenage girls. Story, or research, actually, that suggests that parental relationships can affect the age at which an adolescent engages in extracurricular behavior. If you have a teenage daughter, and you're the mom.
Do you mean sexual activity?
This isn't drama class, by the way.
I know, right?
That's talking about community theater.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you know what I mean. I'm trying to be gingerly and...
Sure.
And,
we get it.
Anyway, there's a study out that adds credence to the theory that teenage girls who are close to their mothers wait much longer to have sexual relationships. This is a survey of 3,000 young girls and their sex lives from the ages of 12 and 16. The study found that girls who have high-quality relationships with their mothers 44% less likely to become active during their teenage years. And those who wait until their late teens to have sex are much more likely to use contraception because of their relationship with their mother. So that's
pretty interesting. Cool.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Speaking of cool, let us focus for a few moments, on holiday gift-giving ideas. If you've got a limited budget and you want some tips on what to get under $50, man, have you come to the right place. Jeanette Kaplan is going to help us with that in just a moment here.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys in the 90s. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler who racked up 65 touchdowns and almost 12,000 receiving yards.
Michael Irvin, touchdown, Dallas.
So, where is Michael Irvin now? Michael's been a studio analyst for NFL Game Day Morning on the NFL Network since 2009. He joined a group of former NFL stars, including Ron Jaworski and Mike Ditka, as an investor in an Indian football league that recently kicked off its first season. Michael also speaks to rookies about how to handle fame associated with being in the NFL.
We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our history prevent us from our destiny.
Hall of Fame advice from a Hall of Fame receiver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're taught at an early age that fear is a good thing.
But there's a fear that keeps people from living their dreams. It's the most dangerous fear of all, the fear of failure.
As we mature, we get more self-conscious. We're afraid to be embarrassed, to be different, to be made fun of.
So we get stuck. We're not happy, but we're too scared to do anything about it. But there is hope. You just have to start seeing fear like successful people view it.
They see failure as an opportunity to learn.
They know that the faster you fail, the quicker you learn. And the more often you fail, the more you learn.
So fail fast and frequently to get a leg up on those who fear failure. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how about an easy way to eat less and enjoy it more? It's as simple as the color of your plate, and it's a trick that restaurants know how to use to their economic advantage. Here's the science of it. Most parents unwittingly use colorful china with animated cartoon characters emblazoned to cajole their children into eating. So adults are conditioned and will continue to eat even after they're full just to discern the design on the plate like they did when they were kids. The more elaborate the pattern, the greater the need to eat to see clearly what's on the bottom. What's the cheap psychological trick? Forget the blue plate special. Eat from a plain white plate and you'll eat less and enjoy it more. That's why restaurants always serve you on white china. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
45 past the hour now. Let's focus our attention on fun gifting ideas that you can take away for things that are neat and they don't cost a lot of dough. Joining us now is Jeanette Kaplan, who is a lady that was born in one of my favorite cities, El Paso. We're on every day for 3 hours on KTSM. When you were growing up, Jeanette, did you listen to KTSM?
Oh, my goodness, for sure. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you, Doug.
Nice to have you here. You growing up in that environment, you must be somewhat bilingual.
Oh, totally bilingual. Actually, my parents came to Texas from Chile, so that's why I was born there. And I'm also raising my kids bilingual as well. It's really important.
I know a lot of people, one of the people associated with this program is married to a Colombian, and they have a child that they had together who's half Colombian. They adopted a child from Colombia. Very interesting to see how all of that stuff goes together. We have become a country that, for the most part, accepts and sort of revels in the diversity that we have. I guess it's a question of how to do it right. And it sounds like you and your family and many other people have done it right. That's not the subject of our conversation, but I just thought interesting that you present your bona fides. You're a parenting blogger as well. You won the Best Parenting Blogger Award.
Yeah, and I've been also named as one of the top 50 mom bloggers in the U.S. by mom.me. So it's pretty cool to see how my blog has grown.
All right. Well, with that, the help that you provide through that blog, and that's kind of what we're focused on here, ideas. People want to have ideas. And in this season of giving gifts and wanting to get as much as you can for your dollar, I think you've got the scoop on things that you can find that don't cost a lot of money. In fact, all the ideas that you have on your blog are for gifts under $50, right?
Exactly. You said it right, because we're all worried about stretching our budget as much as we can without breaking the bank. So I brought you some great holiday gift ideas for everybody on your list. And the best part is that I found it all in just one store, JCPenney, which has unbeatable deals. And there are options for everybody on your list. And it really doesn't matter how much money you spend, but how thoughtful your gift is. So if you're looking for a gift for that special woman in your life, for example, think about what she likes. If she likes jewelry, think about a statement necklace. Anything that has crystals is on trend. Silver, icy blue tones, all of that is a great bet, just like chunky infinity scarves to stay warm during the holiday season and during the entire winter. And there's something that I absolutely love for beauty lovers. Sephora inside of JCPenney actually has these gift sets with makeup, skincare, and they're $50, perfect colors, perfect gift. I really think it's a great option.
All right, so ladies, jump in here at any time because I'm no expert when it comes to this sort of thing.
But you should be. And actually, you brought up one of my favorite elements of going shopping at JCPenney, and that is the in-store Sephora, because you can knock out everything like in one stop. What about men? I'm looking for two men in particular, some gift ideas, and I'm having
me and
huge,
who else? Your father?
Well, yeah, of course. Okay. Yes, right. Having some trouble.
Don't overthink it. Think about accessories. Scarves, again, great option. Ties. Or there are some amazing collection by Michael Strahan wallets for $38. Great quality, very stylish. And also, if you want to dress up that special man in your life for the holidays, Argyle Culture has great, great outfits. There's a blazer for $69.99. I know it's above the $50 price point that we were discussing, but still, there's so many great options for men. Don't think...
What about gadgets? There's besides clothing and accessories, you got JCPenney offers some pretty cool gadgets too, right? Like virtual reality stuff and all kinds of craziness.
Yes, there's virtual reality, but also there's a great sound system. There's these Altec Lansing waterproof Bluetooth speakers, and they're under $40. That's a great gift.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. The sound quality is really spectacular, and you can also use them outdoors. So it's a great holiday gift option.
All right. So there are lots of options. That's the point. There must be. We go to the JCPenney website. Is that where we go for a lot of these things, the under $50 gifts?
Yes. You can go to jcpenney.com or to your local JCPenney store. And there are also some great holiday gift ideas for kids under $30. There are $15 toys from Disney as well. Sure. So that's a huge trend.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. Jeanette Kaplan here with us with holiday gift ideas. Jennifer, $50, that's it?
Hey.
10 before the hour.
Looking for one from you too, buddy.